Matt Greenwood back with KJF Sports Talk as we begin the program here, wrapping up our coverage of the Jefferson County cross-country teams that placed top four at state. And glad to be back from vacation and get Molly Rhodes on the phone. She is the cross-country coach for the Jefferson Blue Jays. And the girls' team, Coach Rhodes, took third place two weekends ago. And I'm sure you were celebrating that, and some of the girls were celebrating that over the last week or so. But kind of take us through, you know, the state meet and seeing Jordan Heacock finish 11th, and you got Anna Heacock finishing 30th as well. So two top 30 candidates for you. Pretty good season overall, huh?
Yeah, we had a really good season, and we came into the end of the season, the district and state meet, with high expectations for the girls. And we really talked about them, you know, talked to them about what we thought that they could do realistically. And he told them they went and had a good race, and they ran like we knew they could, that we had every chance of walking away with a plaque. And they went out and had really good races on that Saturday, and we walked away with a plaque.
Yeah, and you know, that is the end goal. I mean, you want to finish as high as possible, and everybody wants to be a state champion, but considering that you finished one spot outside of a plaque last year and were able to jump two spots to a plaque at sitting third place, I'm sure that was something that was celebrated at the school, was it not?
Yeah, for sure, especially since, you know, this is actually only the second year we've had a full girls team. Last year was the first year with a full girls team, and then we had most of our girls return and added a couple of new freshmen, and so it was really awesome. You know, only second year with the girls team, and we've already walked away with a state plaque, so it definitely sets the bar high for our program.
And I believe this is your third year, Coach, going or heading up this Jefferson cross-country program. So you got a chance to, I guess, spend time with Jordan and Anna Heacock when they were sophomores. And when it came to thinking about cross country and the talk about cross country in Jefferson County with regards to R7, it was those two girls that were highly regarded as great talents in the area. And they proved that, you know, out of 176 runners, as I mentioned, Jordan finishing 11th and Anna finishing 30th. About that accomplishment for those two girls, what does that mean to you as a coach, and what do you think it meant to them as well?
Well, it's meant a lot to me. I've actually been with the cross-country program all 7 years that I've worked for Jefferson. And this is my fourth year as, you know, the head coach. And they, I mean, to watch those girls go from middle school runners all the way through their high school careers has been amazing. They've done nothing but improve and grow as runners and young women. You know, and so it's been really special to me to watch that. And to know that they are both going on to run in college is great. And I know that it's been a huge part of their high school experience, and that they are really happy to be kind of the founders of our girls team. They've worked really hard for that, is, you know, ever since they've been in high school, to get enough girls together to run as a team. So it's been really awesome to watch them as they grew up. It's been great.
And you mentioned that you had a great class of incoming freshmen, and you had some returning juniors as well that you felt were going to make an impact this year. And we'll run down the list, Coach Rhodes, of the remaining places for your girls. Chaney Irvin, junior, going 38th. Chelsea Badger, freshman, finishing 48th. Again, this is out of 176 runners. Josephine Mirez, 120th as a junior. And then Hannah Wigger, 138th as a freshman. And then Katie Devers, 144th as a freshman. So I did not mention a single senior in that list there of girls that finished, you know, 38th and below. So, Coach, as you look to the future of Jefferson cross country, I bet you're pretty stoked about that too, huh?
Yeah, the future is definitely bright for my girls' team. You know, if they put in the hard work between now and next season, I think it's realistic that we bring home another state plaque, and I know that that's what those girls want. And, you know, we've talked about what they need to do between now and August to make that happen. So I can't wait to see what happens again next season. It definitely is exciting to be a coach of these girls right now, because, you know, they're fired up and they want to be a good team. So that's exciting.
When it comes to those conversations, Coach, that you had before the season with your seniors, Jordan, Anna, throughout the season, and I'm sure after the meet as well, I'm sure there's quite a few things that you want the younger runners to be able to, you know, have something to stick out about what the senior group did for you guys with Jordan and Anna. When it comes to those conversations, what are some takeaways that you want the younger core of girls to have as they enter the next season?
Well, I think Anna Heacock always says it best. You know, really good runners don't really have an off season, and you know, I think she definitely personifies that because you know that girl doesn't take time off. She works year round. She, you know, everybody knows her as you know a sprinter and a hurdler. You know, but that she comes out and still runs cross country and does as good as she does is just a you know it's a testament to her. But how hard she works just all year long. You know, she's just in really good shape. And so, you know, she says that to our younger girls all the time. You know, you can't take time off if you're going to be a good runner. And Jordan's just really solid leadership. I mean, she was our number one runner all year long and just showing, you know, her work ethic at practice and just, you know, showing our younger girls that you got to work hard, you got to push hard. You know, she just shows them what it takes to be a top runner.
And Coach, can you kind of give us an idea, if you know now, if you don't, that's cool, but an idea as to some other incoming freshmen that you might have on the program next year?
Well, I know right now we only have one that I know of. She was our lone eighth grade girl this year. Her name's Kaylin Nielsen. Super excited to have her next year. She medaled, I think, almost top 10 in almost every race she ran. If she wasn't in top 10, she was just out of it. So I'm super excited to have her at the high school level next year. She's going to be a phenomenal addition to, you know, losing Anna and Jordan's going to, you know, it's going to hurt because they were, you know, our top two runners all year long. But, I know we've got some really strong leadership in our next year seniors and then like having her come in is going to be really awesome for our team.
All right. Very cool. Well, Coach Rhodes, sorry it took so long to get back to you. As I mentioned, I just got back from vacation, but I'm glad that we finally got a chance to talk. And congratulations on the Jefferson girls cross country team finishing third place at state 2 weekends ago.
Thank you.
All right. That is Molly Rhodes, head coach of the Jefferson R7 cross country team, joining us here on KJF Sports Talk. We'll return with Festus head coach Russ Schmidt on their final game of the season against West Plains Friday night.